Tour de Munster will be starting on the 4th to the 7th of August. It's a fundraiser for Down Syndrome Ireland, which is a not-for-profit organisation, and it relies heavily on fundraising and donations and does some great work with that money that it gets in. Geraldine Cottrell is from Mullinavat in South Kilkenny, and Geraldine and her 8-year-old son Dennis, who has Down syndrome, are members of DSI Waterford branch. You're very welcome to the programme, Geraldine.
Thank you, Maria.
What does DSI do for you and Dennis?
For us, Maria, I suppose our local Down syndrome branch has supported us from the beginning of our journey, from a parent from the local branch visiting us in the hospital when our son Dennis was 2 days old, which was organised through their parenting service, to a couple of months later then when we went to our first music therapy session there. The support is invaluable, and we have made so many friends for life through our branch, because the early days when your child is born with a diagnosis are lonely, and I suppose knowing you weren't alone, that was very significant to us at the time. And in our case, we didn't know other families who had a child with Down syndrome before we had Dennis. And I suppose the events then that our branch organised give us the opportunity to chat to those, you know, that are a bit ahead of us, and to get advice on, you know, therapies, medical issues, and just even down to things like toys that might help your child when working on a particular milestone, like walking or that.
Which is absolutely invaluable, isn't it? Like, to just have that support and, you know, maybe get advice from people, as you say, who are further along the road than you are, and it's and you giving advice to other people now, because Dennis is 8 and there's other starting on that journey, and, you know, the information that you have and the experience that you have can be so beneficial.
Completely, like, you know, we've got a great support group in Waterford, and like we're so lucky, I suppose, with because of events like the Tour de Munster supporting our branch, that the, you know, our members can avail of the therapies and education and the activities like, you know, speech and language and occupational therapy and physio, and these, as well as that being a fun outlet for our members. You know, they organise swimming and dance and drama, therapeutic horse riding, and actually this summer we're holding our first summer camp for children age 4 to 12. So this, you know, I suppose accessing even mainstream camps can be challenging for our kids, because they would need more one-to-one support. So this is a great initiative, and we're delighted to be able to offer it this year. You know, it'll mean a lot to families.
It's fantastic. And yourself and your family, including Dennis, of course, show up in Lismore every year and to watch the cyclists go past.
Yeah, we'll be in Lismore on the 4th to see them. They'll be passing through maybe after 11 a.m. On the 4th, and they'll be starting in Cork that morning, and 110 cyclists will cycle through Lismore, then on to Tipperary and Limerick, Clare, Kerry, and back to Cork over the four days. So they do 600 kilometres over the 4 days, and like, we're hoping, I suppose, as many people as possible will support the event in any way they can, because the funds make it possible, you know, for therapies for Dennis and his friends. Like, the cyclists, they give up so much time. It's a huge commitment they are making. They're, you know, training for months on end, taking time off work, and, you know, for us, I suppose, like, our branch are providing services from the moment of birth right through life, and, you know, it can feel sometimes like their rights have been forgotten in this country, but because, you know, the branch, they're our lifeline, and it's down to events like the Tour de Munster that they can do this for our members, and, you know, it means so much to us, you know, and to many families.
Yeah, it sounds like you and the other families who benefit, you'd be quite lost without it.
Oh, we really would. Like, since Dennis was born, it was a priority that, you know, he could communicate in whatever way would work for him. So we don't law of sign language courses through the branch, and Dennis started signing at 1 year old. But by the time he was starting school, his speech was still very delayed, and I suppose it's very difficult leaving your little boy off with no voice for himself. And he's been receiving minimal support from, you know, from the public system. But because our branch offer subsidised speech and language therapy, Dennis was able to avail of that. Like, you know, it was, we feel like the Tour de Munster, like an event like this, has literally supported him to speak. And, you know, we're so grateful to all involved with the event. Like, Dennis has had the same speech and language therapist, Grania, who we see through the branch since he was a baby. And, like, she's amazing and a huge support to us parents. We would never get this continuity of service, you know, in the public service. And that's so important for our kids, because, you know, they build up a relationship with their therapist, and they need that continuity to help them progress.
Yeah.
So we're just so lucky, to have that.
And is it just that if people see the cyclists and they throw money in the bucket, or is there another way that people can contribute if they're not going to be around?
So there's also a link online, so it's www.idonate.ie /DSI Waterford. So there's a link there to donate, and also there'll be book a shake on the day, and just on the 31st of July as well, the annual static cycle for Tour de Munster will be held in the farmers market in Lismore. So we'd love people to show support on that day also. There'll be raffles, and we'd be looking for people to jump up on the saddle, support the local cyclist PJ Beer as part of his training day. So that would be great also, because it was just such a success again last year. You know, our branch received over 50,000 from it, so it just means a lot, and it means so much to our members and, you know, all the families.
And it's nice that you can do enjoyable things like, you know, the therapeutic horse riding and the cycle training. Like, there are things that every kid gets to do, and it's nice that you managed to get to do that too because of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just even meeting up with the families, and, you know, we've so many different days out and events, and even for Dennis, obviously, then he's making so many friends through the branch, and it's a lovely way for him, you know, as he grows up, to have his friends there as well.
Excellent. So you'll be there in Lismore cheering him on and shaking.